Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, who am I calling?
This is customer support. We're a third-party call center. We handle customer support for a variety of online vendors.
For a variety of who?
Online vendors.
Okay, well, I have this charge on my account, and I don't know what it's for.
Okay. Let me see here. Provide me with your zip code.
47834.
And your name?
Cynthia Bailey.
And verify the shipping address for me.
8585 North Murphy Road, Brazil, Indiana, 47834.
Okay. And do you see here, this is for our contest entry. Do you remember entering for a chance to win an iPhone, iPad, Dyson vacuum cleaner, mixer?
Yeah, and it said it was $295.
Yes, ma'am. When you're signing up for that, you are signing up for a meal planner also with it?
No, I'm not. I didn't click that box.
That's automatically comes with it, man. That's what makes it that charge. That's why we put that information
there.
I don't want that.
I want this charge credited to my account because I was not aware of that charge, and it wasn't ever in your advertisement.
Yes, well, the information is there.
No, it's not.
But yes, ma'am, it is. We put that information there. You have to check a box green if you're 18 years older. And agree to that information, ma'am. It's right beside when you take
I did not check the boxes. When I went through that, I did not check the boxes. I unchecked them.
Okay, if you don't check the box, ma'am, you wouldn't have got charged because we won't let you order the product without checking it. But
all I ordered was a mixer.
Okay. Well, what I can do for you, I can provide you with a $55 refund of that charge for you.
What's the rest of it for?
There is a $5 startup fee, ma'am.
And where does it say that in there? I got a copy of the ad. It does not say that in there.
And it says it right beside me into the car in the same box I was stating, ma'am.
It does not. I have the copy of the ad.
That information is there, ma'am.
Now, where do I see that?
Okay, well, the information is there. Like I said, it's right beside when you get to the card.
It's what?
It's right beside when you're into the card, ma'am.
Not on my screen, it's not.
Okay. Well, like I said, I can do a $55 refund of that charge, ma'am.
Okay, well, I don't want anything from you all.
Okay.
Unless I'm getting that mixer for $295, like it said.
Like I said, the refund to go back, the account is canceled, and the refund to go back within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. And what's the fee for?
And what's the what?
What's the fee for?
That's a $5 startup for you when you start the service, ma'am.
Okay, but I'm not starting any service.
This was started on the 26th.
I did not start any service. All I did was sign up for a contest.
So you started the service for the contest.
It didn't say anything about a service. It says it's a survey to improve the service for our users. Currently, the number of prizes is limited. So in other words, it's fraud.
No, ma'am.
It is fraud. Because you signed me up for something I didn't okay.
We didn't sign you up for anything, ma'am. You signed up for it. You put the information there.
I did not sign up for $59 and something. No, nowhere does it say that on there.
Yeah, say that
information,
ma'am.
Most I was supposed to be charged was $2.95. So I will be turning you guys over to the Better Business Bureau.
Okay, so like I said, so you don't want the $55 refund, ma'am?
Yes, I want the $55 refund. I want the $59 refund.
Sure. Well, should the refund for you? It goes back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, how much are you sending back to my account?
59.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.